Welcome, 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 welcome back to Unveiled by Grace. This is your brother, your host, David Abraham. And I'm glad you guys are back here with me today. We're back with another one. Hope you guys enjoyed your weekend. It's officially fall. Like, this is the time of year I like. Obviously, springtime, summertime. Let's be clear, I like every day that the Lord has made, right? But it's something about the fall. Today is November the 3rd, I think. Yes, today's Monday, November 3rd. And, you know, the time went back this weekend. So, for some of you, whether you like it or not, I'm not sure. But in the U.S., we went back an hour. So, it gets dark earlier. But the sun rises earlier, so I prefer it, actually, because I start early. I start early. But anyways, you know, sometimes we go through seasons where we're believing God for something, a promise, a healing, a breakthrough, and when it doesn't happen right away, doubt starts to creep in. So today, family, I want to talk about why doubt and unbelief are so dangerous. Not to shame us, but to help us recognize it early and overcome it with truth. See, because God doesn't want us living in fear or confusion. He wants us walking in confidence and peace, trusting Him no matter what things look like. So what is unbelief really? Right? You know, unbelief is just about, it's not just about saying, I don't believe in God. Mm-mm. No. It's more subtle than that. It's when we hear His word, but we hesitate. We question if He'll really do it for us. It's not questioning if we hear Him or not. It's not questioning, is this His word, His truth? It's, you know who He is. You know what He said. But we question if He'll really do it for us. Hebrews 3:12 calls it an evil heart of unbelief. An evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. Hallelujah. See, that sounds strong, huh? That sounds, hold on guys, I'm getting some emails this morning. I really don't like when that happens, but neither here nor there. See, that sounds strong, but the point isn't to scare us. It's to remind us that unbelief actually pulls us away from God's presence and His promise. See when I doubt, let's keep it a buck. I'm not just doubting what God said. I'm doubting who He is. And that's why unbelief is dangerous. That is what makes it a very dangerous place to be, because it disconnects us from the very source of our strength. The Bible gives us a clear picture in the story of Israel. They saw God move in incredible ways. He split the Red Sea, dropped manna from heaven, gave them water from a rock, yet they still question him. My God, have mercy. Psalm 95:10 says, for 40 years I was grieved with that generation. They have not known my ways. And then God said, so I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. See, that part always hits me because it reminds me it's possible to be set free from Egypt, but never enter the promised land. My God. I'm going to say it again. It's possible to be set free from Egypt, but never enter the promised land if we keep letting unbelief lead us. So in other words, deliverance doesn't guarantee destiny. Faith does. Hallelujah. So this is how the enemy works. We know how the enemy works. He doesn't come shouting. He comes whispering. He asked Eve, did God really say? Genesis 3:1. And that same question still echoes in our minds today. Did God really promise that? Are you sure he'll come through? See, that's why James 1, 6 and 7 says, let him ask in faith with no doubting. For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. God isn't saying we can't have honest questions, but he's teaching us that when we let doubt take over, it makes us unstable, like waves that keep shifting direction. See, faith anchors you. Doubt tosses you around. My God. So here's the hard truth. Unbelief can actually limit what God wants to do in our lives. In Matthew 13:58, it says, he did not do many mighty works there because of their unbelief. Think about that. Jesus was right there in their city, full of power, full of compassion. But unbelief blocked the flow. You're healed because of your belief, because of your faith. You can't receive from the man of God or the woman of God if you don't believe that God sent them. Hallelujah. See, it's not that he couldn't move. It's that he wouldn't override their unwillingness to believe. See, unbelief closes the door that faith opens. Hallelujah. And I think sometimes, if we're honest, we do the same. We pray, but deep down we say, I hope it works, instead of, I know God's faithful. See, that's why this message isn't about guilt. It's about awakening faith again. So what do we do when we catch ourselves doubting? Romans 10:17 gives the answer. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith grows when we stay close to God's word, when we read it, speak it, and surround ourselves with people who remind us of it. Hebrews 3:13 says, encourage one another daily, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness. That means we're not meant to do this walk alone. When I start slipping into doubt, I need my brothers and sisters who will say, hey, Remember what God said. Don't give up. He's still faithful. And I have that. I have that. I have so many men and women of God, brothers and sisters in the body of Christ that always, you know, because we all get there. That encouragement. And that's why the Lord leads me a lot to do what he's called me to do here, especially on the podcast or just social media or just when I'm out and about with friends and family, you know. Encourage. Hallelujah. See, faith grows in fellowship. Doubt grows in isolation. Oh my God. Hebrews 4 says, there remains a rest for the people of God. That rest doesn't mean doing nothing. It means trusting completely. When you truly believe God, you can rest even when you don't see it yet. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. I will give you rest. Faith says, God's already got it handled. Unbelief says, what if he doesn't? My God. But see, there's something I've learned. The more I know his heart, the easier it is to trust his hand. Oh my God, I'm going to say it again. The more I know his heart, the easier it is to trust his hand. My God. Oh Lord. So let's just be real for a moment. Have you been struggling to believe lately? Like maybe things haven't worked out the way you expected. Maybe you've prayed and waited, and it feels like heaven's quiet. Can I encourage you today? See, God hasn't changed his mind about you. His promise is still alive. And even if your faith feels weak, he's not judging you. He's inviting you back into trust. See, faith isn't pretending everything's fine. It's saying, God, I still believe you're good, even when I don't understand. Hallelujah. So, brothers and sisters, let me be very honest with you. We've been there. We've all have been there. But I'm here to tell you today, on this third day of November, November, God has not changed his mind about you. He's inviting you to trust him. Trust him completely. And don't get me wrong, I understand the waiting, the things that haven't gone quite expected. But I tell you something. I know my God. Don't be. Oh Israel, don't be. Don't see what he's already done and then question who he is. Because we all have had experiences where he's parted the Red Sea. He's given us water from a rock. He's used 5 loaves of bread to feed your family for the year. Yetalabakasiya. Our God is faithful. He's faithful. So I'm here to encourage you to trust Him. Trust Him. Because He can do what takes a year in a day. In a day. In a day. Hallelujah. So let's pray. Because I don't want to spend too much time. This is just a morning coffee shot. Espresso to get you going for your week. But let's pray, then I'm going to let you go. Father, thank you. Thank you for reminding us today how important it is to trust you. Forgive us for the times we've doubted or tried to take things into our own hands. Help us to rest in your promises and believe that you're working even when we can't see it. Strengthen our hearts, renew our faith, and help us encourage others to believe as well. Father God, bless, strengthen, and renew my brothers and sisters who are listening this week. And if they remain trusting you completely, show them. Give them a reminder by the end of this week that if they continue to trust in you, you'll do exactly what you said you would. So I decree and declare by the authority of Christ Jesus that by the end of this week, and please share the testimonies, by the end of this week, brothers and sisters, I don't know who's looking for promotion. I don't know who's been having issues with health. But by the end of this week, because you're trusting and believing in our God, and if I be a man of God that He has sent, He's going to give you what you've been asking. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. He'll do it because you believe and you're trusting. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Thank you, family, for spending this time with me. This is Unveiled by Grace. And if this episode encouraged you, share it with someone. Share it with someone who might need that reminder to believe again. Remember, faith connects you to the power of God, but unbelief disconnects you from His promises. So stay. Stay in faith, stay in the word, and keep your eyes on Jesus. Hallelujah. Until next time, keep walking. Unveiled by Grace. This is your brother, David Abraham. Shalom.